It's 90 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. The execution of Krista Pike, scheduled for later this month, is significant for several reasons. One that's obvious and widely reported is that Pike will be the first woman executed in Tennessee in about 190 years. That fact prompted WPLN's Nina Cardona to do some digging through historical records to learn more about the previous women in Tennessee who faced the death penalty.
The first three I can find references to all involved Black women who were enslaved. Someone listed in the records as Molly was executed in Williamson County in 1807 on charges of killing her own child. Two other women, neither of which we know the names, were convicted and executed for allegedly killing white women. Those happened in Jefferson County in 1808 and Sumner County in 1819. The following year, a Hawkins County court convicted a white woman named Eve Martin of being an accessory to murder. This is often reported as the last execution of a Tennessee woman. However, according to a history of Giles County that was published about 50 years after the fact, a woman referred to only as Mrs. Hughes was sentenced to death in 1837. Evidently, it was the first ever execution in that area of what was then Hardin County, and that history said it was carried out as a hanging, but without a scaffold. Instead, she was made to stand on a cart, which was driven out from under her. As for the crime itself, someone doing genealogical research posted on Facebook a few years ago saying they found a newspaper article from the time that said Hughes had killed her husband in self-defense. He came home drunk and threatened her. She grabbed an axe. When all was said and done, he was dead. And that's it to date.
Hughes was executed by hanging, and that's likely what happened to the other women based on practices of the time. Krista Pike is set to be executed by lethal injection on September 30th. Starbucks executives are preparing for their new Nashville headquarters, even as locals voice skepticism about the company's labor practices. The coffee giant plans to open a corporate office downtown. It's expected to employ 2,000 people. The company has already laid off more than 100 Seattle workers. Now the company is looking at an $18 million jet hangar. This is 90.3 WPL.